makes car purchase easy and stress-free. A recent customer said, "You guys made car buying so easy. We were so impressed after looking for weeks." Southern Hills Auto Plaza. Stress-free and no dealer fees. Visit them at their new location on Worley Drive or see their full inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com. Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Iron Brand Realty in West Plains excels in finding the perfect property for every client. Its agents, all Howell County natives, bring deep local knowledge to every deal. From homes to commercial spaces, farms, or anything in between, they've got it covered. Licensed in Missouri and Arkansas, Iron Brand Realty makes real estate dreams reality. Call them at 417-372-8076 or stop by their location, conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagoner Boulevard. Iron Brand Realty, the premier real estate brand.
When you need excavating work done right, you can trust Smith Excavating for a professional job at a fair price. For over 20 years, Smith Excavating has been moving earth across southern Missouri and northern Arkansas. Need land cleared or leveled, building a new pond, or cleaning out an old one, basement digging, demolition, road building, or pad construction, they can handle it all. Family owned, family operated, and zizzer proud. Visit ChadSmithExcavating.com. That's ChadSmithExcavating.com. Smith Excavating. Dig in with the best.
I'm Dr. Nick Souter, the newest member of the team of board-certified surgeons at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I'm accepting patients at our clinics in Mountain Home and Salem, where I'll be evaluating and treating a broad scope of orthopedic issues. We use the most advanced technologies in both surgical and non-surgical procedures, like hyaluronic acid, PRP, and stem cell injections, all to help you stay active.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
When the Zizzers take the field, they represent generations of West Plains' proud alumni. That same community has trusted Mayfield Auto Repair for 30 years now. Since 1995, Mayfield has been the go-to shop from everything from oil changes to regular maintenance to major repairs. And most repairs are backed by a nationwide warranty. Whether you drive domestic or import, Mayfield's got the expertise and latest equipment to keep you running strong. Visit them at 2090 Clark Avenue in West Plains or call 417-256-9452.
At GTS Physical Therapy, they believe in a personalized approach to your recovery. Serving West Plains, they offer top-notch one-on-one physical therapy to help you feel your best. Whether you're recovering from surgery, dealing with pain, or just need some guidance, their expert team is here for you. For information, phone 870-916-5130, 870-916-5130. GTS Physical Therapy, proud sponsor of the West Plains Zizzers.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Ready to take your real estate career to the next level? Join Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas's number one real estate company, Westgate Realty. They're growing and expanding, and they want you on their winning team. With over 30 agents strong and their brand new state-of-the-art location in West Plains, they're the area's largest real estate company for a reason. Interest rates are dropping and the market is shifting, which means more opportunities for you to succeed. Join the best and grow with the best, Westgate Realty, where top agents thrive. Call them today.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, the dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in Mountain Grove, West Plains, or Thayer.
Living up to our name, Community First. First Banking Company.
Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
The perfect meal deal is a Pizza Inn of West Plains. Get their incredible $8 all-you-can-eat buffet Monday through Friday all day long. Bring the family, have fun in the arcade, and enjoy freshly made pizzas, crisp salads, hearty pastas, and desserts. It's family fun and great value under one roof. Prefer to take it home? Try the new Pizza Inn app. Hot fresh pizza is just a tap away with easy ordering, real-time tracking, and exclusive app-only deals. Pizza Inn of West Plains, America's hometown pizza buffet.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Have you checked out our websites lately at TaylorGrubaughChevy.com or GrubaughChevy.com? That's right. Two different dealerships, two different websites, one low price every day. With nearly 500 vehicles to choose from, visit TaylorGrubaughChevy.com for West Plains and GrubaughChevy.com for Waynesville. For Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC vehicles, get the best price at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships. Together, let's drive.
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Helped my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
West Plains Zizzer Football is brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine in West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Toyota of West Plains, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agent in West Plains, Edgeler and Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Baird Auto Group, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer, Don's Auto Service and Tire Shop in West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment in West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza, West Plains, Simmons Bank, Iron Brand Realty in West Plains, Smith Excavating in West Plains, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Mountain Home, Harrison, West Plains, and Salem, Arkansas, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Mayfield Auto Repair in West Plains, GTS Physical Therapy, The Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingalls in West Plains, Westgate Realty, Sean Duggan's Group in West Plains, your boosters, Safe Harbor Yoga and Wellness of West Plains, Monarch Realty in Thayer, West Plains and Willow Springs, Mr. Dent in West Plains, Partners in Shine of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer and West Plains, Dr. Jacob Eckman, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agent Mark Guffey in West Plains, Ozark Awards of West Plains, and Silver Springs Storage Units, RV Park, and Commercial Rentals.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It is your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment West Plains halftime show. West Plains Zizzers lead the Monett Cubs 21-12 here. It's a Class 4 District 6 semifinal game. Winner of this game will play next Friday night in the district championship against the winner of the Carl Junction-Rogersville ball game. And at the half, Carl Junction leads Rogersville at Rogersville 27-19 at the half. So if everything stays the way it is right now, Carl Junction will be coming to West Plains next Friday night to play for the Class 4 District 6 title, the championship. Let's run down some other scores across Southern Missouri. Nixa leads Ozark 21-6 at the half. Joplin over Kickapoo 14-0 at the half. Levington leads Cannon 10-35-14 second quarter. Capital City over Glendale 21-7 at the half. Carthage leads Neosho 21-0. That's at the half. Republic over Webb City 21-17 at the half. Mountain Grove leads Salem, Missouri 35-0 second quarter. Seneca leads East Newton 49-7 at the half. Cassville over Mount Vernon, 21-7 in the second quarter. Liberty over Ava, 49-0 at the half. Catholic, Springfield Catholic over Forsyth, 29-26 at the half. Fair leads Pierce City, 38-9 at the half. And Lockwood leads Greenfield, 62-0 in the second quarter. So that's the scores that we have for you. But the one where most can we care about the most, Carl Junction leads Rogersville 27-19 at Rogersville at the half. Here at West Plains, Zizzers lead it 21-12, and like we said, the winner of this game will play the winner of that Carl Junction and Rogersville ball game. Now, if the Zizzers win tonight, the district title game would be right here at Zizzer Stadium next Friday night at 7 o'clock. If Monette wins, the district title game would be either at Rogersville or Carl Junction, whoever wins that game. It'll be at their place next Friday night. So that's what's on the line tonight. Zizzers have one half of play in the books. 21-12 is the score. And we learned from last week and all season long, actually, Monette is never out of the ball game, folks. They were trailing 21-7 or 28-7 last Friday night. And they were playing McDonald County. And Monette come back and won that game by 8 points. So in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, they scored a ton in the fourth quarter to win the ball game. They can score in a hurry. The Zizzers are having some luck with them on defense. Penalties have hurt Monette here in the first half. They've got six penalties. Zizzers only had three. Two turnovers on Monette, one on West Plains. And then West Plains has sacked the Monette quarterback three times here in the first half. And first down-wise, Monette with 12 first downs, West Plains with 14 in the first half. 21-12 is your score. West Plains Zizzers leading the Monette Cubs here at the half. It is the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. When we come back, the West Plains Zizzers will start the third quarter of play. They will get the bat of the football to start the third quarter, and we'll have it for you right here on 100.9 The Train.
Since 1984, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been your trusted partner for home medical equipment. They're dedicated in continuing serving our community for years to come with compassionate care. Whether it's oxygen, CPAP machines, wheelchairs, or any other home medical equipment, you'll find it at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They deliver, set it up, and file the insurance for you while working with your doctor. Visit them today at homemedicalwp.com. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, where they're focused on your health.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design insurance plans that protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Company survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502, packaged with a front-end loader, brush hog, box blade, and quick hitch, all for just $394 per month, 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of keys. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Fall Steel Savings at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Save $50 on select BR 800 backpack blowers and the MS250 chainsaw. Save $20 on the BG56CE handheld blower. And with select steel battery chainsaw or blower sets, you get a free extra battery, a $175 value. Tackle fall at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
It's football season. Stay on top of your game with vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service tackles everything from oil changes to overhauls. Every routine oil change includes multi-point inspection, checking your battery, brakes, tires, and fluids, because your safety is the winning play. Don't punt on maintenance. Prevent costly breakdowns. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Check out their tires at donsautoservice.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Southern Hills Auto Plaza has moved to their new location on Worley Drive across from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. And they're still making your next car purchase easy and stress-free. A recent customer said, "You guys made car buying so easy. We were so impressed after looking for weeks." Southern Hills Auto Plaza. Stress-free and no dealer fees. Visit them at their new location on Worley Drive or see their full inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com. Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Big news from Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas's number one real estate company, Westgate Realty, has moved to their new forever home at 308 Davis Drive in West Plains, just across the highway behind Jordan's Convenience. Their state-of-the-art location means they can serve you even better than before. And here's more great news. Interest rates are trending now, making now the perfect time to buy. Plus, the market is shifting to your favor, sellers. So if you're thinking of selling, this is your moment. Westgate Realty, Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas's largest real estate company. Visit them at 308 Davis Drive in West Plains, or call today.
At GTS Physical Therapy, they believe in a personalized approach to your recovery. Serving West Plains, they offer top-notch one-on-one physical therapy to help you feel your best. Whether you're recovering from surgery, dealing with pain, or just need some guidance, their expert team is here for you. For information, phone 870-916-5130, 870-916-5130. GTS Physical Therapy, proud sponsor of the West Plains Zizzers.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
It's time for West Plains Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train. Here's Ramblin' Rick.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium as we are putting the wraps to the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment West Plains Halftime Show. Zizzers lead at 21-12 over Monette. And Monette will be kicking the football off here to start the third quarter. Zizzers will get the football. And I hope you enjoyed the halftime show. Zizzers are 24 minutes on the clock away from playing for another district title. If this is anything the second half like the first half, well, we might be done by 10:30. All right. Now we're going to kick it off, and it's another onside kick, and the Zizzers cover it up right away. It'll be at the Zizzer 49-yard line, and that's where the Zizzer offense will take over. And I was trying to see, I believe that let's see, Caden Warren, I believe, was the person that got that football, wrapped it up. And so the Zizzer offense on the field, first and 10, at their own 49-yard line. Let's see what they talked about at halftime. Miller in the shotgun, Jackson Taylor in the backfield. They'll give it to Taylor. Taylor on the right side. And he's all the way inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. So we're going to bring up a second down and three for the Zizzers. Actually, they're going to mark it about the 48-and-a-half-yard line. So it's going to bring up a second down and two-and-a-half. So the Zizzer offense on the field. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. And this time they'll give it to Taylor again. Runs into the offensive line. And he made it back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Just our offensive line needs to open up some holes for the for Jackson Taylor to run. Going to bring up a third down and two now for the Zizzers. Zizzers running the football, keeping the clock running here. As we're just underway, Zizzers lead it 21-12 in the third quarter. Taylor, and this time on the left side, Taylor, and they got a hold of his shirt, but that's about it. Taylor's still fighting over there. Finally goes out of bounds inside the 35. That's going to be an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers here in the second half. Going to mark him down at the 34-yard line of Monette. So it's first and 10 Zizzers at the Monette 34-yard line. Zizzer offense comes to the line of scrimmage. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. Four receivers, three on the right, one left. They'll throw it quickly, and it's picked off. Went right off the hands. Right off the hands of Wyatt Duke. And right into the Monette Cubs defensive player's hands. And Monette will have it first and 10. And they're going to mark this at the Monette. Well, they're at the 29-yard line. So the Zizzers, that was the last thing they wanted to do right there. Watch it. Looking to throw. He's going to throw out the right. It is incomplete. Going to bring up second down and 10 for Monette. So Zizzers had the chance there to get some breathing room on the scoreboard and another turnover. So now second and 10 for Monette at throwing 29-yard line. And Weissick in that shotgun. He's going to throw it to the right. Got his receiver out there. Zizzer's not doing a very good job of tackling. Flag's going to come out here. Let's see what they do here. I predict since the Zizzers didn't have very many penalties in the first half, you're going to see a bunch of them in the second half. And it is a penalty on the Zizzers. I'm going to mark it at the 40-yard line of Monette, first down. Face mask on the Zizzers. Wyshek with a first and 10 at his own 40-yard line. He's going to throw it again. And the Zizzers, three defenders back there, and he gets through and goes out of bounds at around the 45, 44-yard line. Going to bring up a second down. Zizzers had three defenders around Wyshek, and he still got away. It's at the line, at the Monette 44, second and 6 for the Cubs. Watch it. And the shotgun again. He'll throw it across the middle, and that one almost intercepted. Zizzers had a shot at it, but it's going to bring up third and 6 now. So Zizzers defense really needs to get a stop here. They need to get a stop or a turnover. Third and 6. Watch it at the Monette 44-yard line. He's back to throw again. And that one is almost picked off by Ethan Miller. Man, Miller almost had it. That's going to bring up fourth and 6. And Monette is going to go for it on fourth and 6, folks. So the Zizzer defense needs to get a stop here on fourth and 6. Watch it. He's in that shotgun. He's looking. Coming out here to the side. It's incomplete. And the Zizzers will take over on downs, first and 10 at the Monette 44-yard line with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. So the Zizzer offense going to come back out on the field. And see if the Zizzer offense can get something rolling here and get out here and stick something in the end zone. First and 10, Zizzers at the Monette 44-yard line. Miller in the shotgun, Jackson Taylor in the backfield. Three receivers, it's going to be Taylor. Taylor coming up, well, he bounces over to the right inside the 40. About the 37-yard line, going to bring up second down and three for the Zizzer offense. Second and three from the Monette 37-yard line. Clock running at 9:38 and counting to go. Third quarter with Zizzers up by 9, 21-12. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. And it's time, Taylor again. And Taylor's got first down as he spins across the 35 down to the 33. And that is an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzer offense at the 33-yard line. So first and 10, Zizzer offense. Miller in the shotgun, Jackson Taylor in the backfield. A receiver on each side. Taylor run up to the middle. Taylor once again. He's all the way down to the 20-yard line. That's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down for the Zizzer offense. And now they're in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove, and their red zone at the 20-yard line, first and 10 for the Zizzer offense. They lead it by 9. Here we go, first and 10. Miller shotgun, Taylor in the backfield, three receivers to the right side this time. Taylor is going right side, and this time should have been a face mask right there. They got the hand on Taylor's face mask, but he's going to lose 2 yards, but no flag was thrown. Well, you know how that goes, don't we, folks? So it's going to be second and 12 now from the 22-yard line of Monette for the Zizzers. Coming up on 8 minutes to go, third quarter. Taylor in the backfield, Miller in the shotgun. Second and 12 from the 22. Miller looking to throw. He's throwing long for Moore. And Moore, they're going to say, Moore had his toes in, caught the ball all the way to the ground, and they're going to say incomplete. That official blew that one right there. That was a touchdown. That was a bad job by the official right there. He was already saying incomplete before the play was completed. Third and 12 coming up for the Zizzers at the Monette 22-yard line. Third and 12. Another break for Monette right there. Miller in the shotgun by himself with five receivers. Now, and Miller's rolling right. He'll throw it, and he's got his receiver. And that is going to be, that's Jackson Taylor. Taylor down to the 10-yard line. And now they're trying to decide, is it a first down or not? He had to get to the 10. They're marking him at the 10. That should be a first down. And now they finally say first down, Zizzers. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. First and goal from the Monette 10-yard line. Taylor in the backfield, Miller in the shotgun. Two receivers to the right side. Taylor with it, and Taylor with a full steam inside the 5. He's down around the 1 or 2 down there. Down the 2-yard line, second and goal from the 2. Zizzer's lining up quickly. Miller in the shotgun. Here comes Taylor. It's a touchdown. Jackson Taylor with the touchdown, 2-yard run. So Jackson Taylor gets the 2-yard touchdown run. And now it's 27-12. And here comes Reed Cobb to try the extra point attempt. It is up, and it is good. So 7:22 to go in the third quarter, 28-12. This is with the lead, and we are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to This is Football, 100.9 The Train.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, the dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in Mountain Grove, West Plains, or Thayer.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Scissor Stadium. Scissors have just gone up 28-12 over Monette. Jackson Taylor on the two-yard touchdown run. Reed Cobb's kick was good. And now Cobb will kick off for the Scissors from his own 40-yard line. So let's see. See what the Zizzer defense can do if they can get another stop. They got one just a few moments ago that led to the Zizzer drive and touchdown. And Cobb's going to kick it high, short, going to hit the ground, bounce at about the 18, and out to about the 30. And it'll be Monette football. Well, they may mark it at the 29. I'm not sure here. But it will be Monette football, and they're already lining up, folks. They're going to go quick. It's at the 30-yard line, first and 10 for Monette at their own 30-yard line, and here we go. Watch it in that shotgun. He's going to throw it over here to the left. Got a receiver. Zizzer's got the tackle, and they finally, Nesselrode will be brought down at the 37. And Wilson and Miller over there on the tackle for the Zizzers. Second down now and 3 for Monette at their own 37-yard line. Second and 3. Watch it. And he'll throw it to the right. Got his receiver out there. That's a first down. And still on his feet. Crossed the 45 to about the 46. And it's a first down for Monette. So they'll move the football. 6:44 to go third quarter. Zizzers up by 16. Wycheck ready to go again. He'll throw it over to the left side. Zizzer defense on the pursuit. This time they're going to get him. Jacob Moore out there along with Warren Lawson. And we might have a flag. I didn't see a flag to hold on Monette. So that's a holding penalty on Monette. So now this will back Monette up. And it'll be first and, I don't know, about 18. Washington's going to hand it off this time. The Zizzers are there. And finally down he goes. Gavin Marshall back there. But big Rucker Freeman was back there to wrap up the running back. And they're going to mark him down at the 32-yard line. So now it's going to be second down and about, I don't know, second down the county right now for Monette, folks. Wycheck has a back in the backfield. He's in the shotgun. And just under 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Zizzers up 28-12. Wycheck is looking. And now he's looking. Now he's going to run to the right. And he's going to throw the football. It's going to be incomplete over there. And another flag on the field. We're waiting to see what we got here. Flag was thrown at the 30-yard line. And it's holding against Monette. So that'll back him up some more. So now the ball's all the way back at the Monette 22-yard line. They got to get down to the Zizzer 44. So it's second and 34 for Monette. Lashick in the shotgun looking. He'll throw across the middle. He's got a receiver. Zizzer defense in pursuit, and they're going to knock him out of bounds around the 42-yard line. So it's going to bring up now third down, I believe. So third and about 14 for Monette at their own 42-yard line. 5:34 to go, third quarter. Wyshek looking again. He'll throw it. Got a receiver, and it's incomplete. Dominic Hale that time on the and now we've got a flag. And now officials are talking to one of the Monette players. We'll have to wait and see what this flag's about. And it is against Monette, is what Monette players are saying. And it is against Monette. Holding once again. Our personal foul. So now it's third down. Ball is all the way back at the Monette 27-yard line. And it's third down. Well, wait a minute. They're going to talk about this. Now the flag was thrown after the play, so it should be third down here. Should be. Now we're going to have a conference. 5:29 to go here in the third quarter. It's 28-12. Zizzers with the lead. And it's fourth down. So it's fourth down and about two counties for the Monette Cubs here, folks. All the way back at the Monette 27-yard line. Fourth down. Wyshek is in that shotgun with five receivers. Can the Zizzers get a stop here? And Wyshek throws it, and it's incomplete. Why is there a flag? No doubt. Got to throw a flag on the Zizzers here. I mean, the receiver didn't catch the football. The defender didn't know that. So he hit him. We've had worse happen to us all season long, and it's always been called on us. So I'm sorry, folks, but they'll move it up to the 42-yard line now, Monette. And it's going to bring up fourth down and 14. So fourth and 14. Now the officials are talking again. Might as well go ahead and give them a first down. You want to help them out anyway. No, they're going to keep it fourth down. I'm shocked, I guarantee you they were talking about it. Here we go, fourth and 14. Wyshek with the football. He's back to throw, and he's going to throw it long, and this one is overthrown. And there are no flags, and the Zizzers will take over first and 10 at the Monette 42-yard line with 5:15 to go here in the third quarter. So Zizzer offense needs to take this down the field and put some more points on the board. I'm going to tell you right now, 16 points ain't enough. 16-point lead is not enough. Because Monette can score in a hurry. Here comes the Zizzer offense, first and 10 from the Monette 42. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. Receiver on each side. It'll be Jackson Taylor, and he got tripped up, but he made it down to the 39. Second down and 7 coming up for the Zizzer offense. More importantly, clock is running under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Zizzers need to run the football, keep the clock rolling, and keep picking up first down. So second down and 7 now from the Monette 39-yard line. Taylor in the backfield, Miller in the shotgun, receiver on each side. Taylor once again, and he's on the right side. Taylor running down the right side, and he's out of bounds inside the 20. And that's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics fine first down for the Zizzers. The Zizzers are also in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer Red Zone, all the way down to the 18-yard line of Monette. First and 10 for the Zizzer offense at the Monette 18. Miller shotgun, Taylor backfield. Once again, receiver on each side. This time, Taylor falls on the football. That snap was off of Miller's hands, went right to the feet of Taylor, and Taylor jumped on it. And Zizzers need to cut. Like we said, snapping the football for the Zizzers this year has been an adventure, folks. So now it's going to bring up second and 15 because the ball is all the way back at the Monette 23-yard line. Second and 15 for the Zizzers with just under 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Miller shotgun, Taylor in the backfield with four receivers. Miller looking to throw across the middle. Got a receiver inside the 10. And that is Wyatt Dew down around the 8-yard line. And that is going to be another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. And that's going to bring up first and goal from the Monette 8 for the West Plains Zizzer offense. Ethan Miller in the shotgun. Jackson Taylor in the backfield, and a receiver on each side. It's Jackson Taylor again. Taylor trying to get away. Down to about the 6. Going to bring up a second down and goal now from the 6-yard line of Monette. And clock running just under 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Zizzers up by 16. Here come the Zizzers line of scrimmage with Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. All right, Taylor moves to the left side. And it's Taylor. And Taylor, he should have just kept going up the middle, but instead he tried to punch it out to the right. And he's going to be brought down at the 6. That's going to bring up a third down now and goal. And actually, they're going to keep it at the 7. So third and goal here now from the 6-yard line of Monette for the Zizzer offense. We're down to 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter and counting. So four receivers, 3 left, 1 on the right. Now Taylor goes to the right. Miller in the shotgun. It's third and goal. And Miller looking. He's going to throw it immediately. And it's touchdown, Jackson Taylor. 2:16 to go here in the third quarter. And it's Miller on the 6-yard touchdown pass to Taylor. And now the Zizzers have gone up 34-12. 2:16 to go, third quarter, and Reed Cobb will come in for the extra point attempt. And high snap, and Miller going to roll. Now he's going to throw it back, and he's got Reed Cobb on the 2-point conversion. No, it was Jacob Moore. I'm sorry, folks. I thought it was Reed Cobb, but it was Jacob Moore on the pass. And they lead 36-12 back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers.
Now more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Back at Zizzer Stadium, Zizzer's just gone up 36-12, and in Rogersville it's now 27-27. Carl Junction and Rogersville in the third quarter. So a shootout going on at Rogersville. The Zizzers now up with a 24-point lead, 2:16 to go here in the third quarter. But the Zizzers got to keep their foot on the gas here. Cobb's going to put his foot into it. This one's going to be taken at about the 8-yard line. And here comes Monette and going to be down at the 20. And now we got a flag. So let's see what this flag is going to be. And it may be against Monette. I thought I saw a... Yep. It's a hold on Monette. So that's another penalty. That'll back up the Cubs a little bit more. Monette will have the football at their own 10-yard line. So Monette will have it first and 10 at their own 10-yard line with 2:12 to go third quarter. Zizzer's up 24. Wyshek in the shotgun with five receivers, and he's going to have to throw it in a hurry, and he's got a receiver for the first down out around the 26. So Dominic Hale on the tackle, and it's a first down at the 26-yard line. And Monette is snapping the football before the chains are set over there. They've been doing it all night. There's another completion for another first down. So now Monette moving the football. Zizzer's trying to keep everything in front of him. It's out to the 41-yard line of the Cubs. First and 10, Monette. Minute 53 to go, second quarter. Wyshek with it once again. He'll throw it over here to the left. Got his receiver out here. Down to Zizzer, 49. And now the officials looks all the way across the field and says it's a first down. Okay, well, whatever. And they'll throw it again right side this time, and it's going to be another first down as Monette goes out of bounds on the pass play. And now the football is down at the Zizzer 39-yard line, and they don't even have the chain set, and there they snap it again. And left side this time. It's Nethel Rhodes, and he's going to be brought out of bounds around the 22 for another first down. Minute 12 to go third quarter, and Monette's showing you just how fast they can move the football. But they're snapping that ball before the chains are set over there. Didn't think that was legal, but anyway, here we go. Wyshek with the football. He'll throw it, and it's caught down to the 5-yard line. First and goal for Monette at the Zizzer 5-yard line. Minute 4 to go here, and it's first and goal from the Zizzer 5. Now Wyshek, he's going to throw it, pass inside, and it's a touchdown. 54 seconds. And it's going to be Wyshek to Nestle Road. That's a 5-yard touchdown pass. And now here comes a 2-point conversion from the 3-yard line for Monette, who now trails by 18. 54 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. And Monette just showed you how fast they can go down the field and score. Across the middle, two-point conversion is good. And so now it's 36-20. Zizzers with the lead. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Southern Hills Auto Plaza has moved to their new location on Worley Drive across from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. And they're still making your next car purchase easy and stress-free. A recent customer said, "You guys made car buying so easy. We were so impressed after looking for weeks." Southern Hills Auto Plaza. Stress-free and no dealer fees. Visit them at their new location on Worley Drive or see their full inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com. Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Monette will pick the football off at 54 seconds to go, third quarter. Zizzers lead 36-20. And wonder if it's going to be another onside kick from Monette. It is. Zizzers will fall on it. And at about the 45-yard line, 46-yard line, Zizzers will take over first and 10. And now let's see if the Zizzers can run some time off the clock here. Because it's a 16-point lead. Monette does not go. They don't kick extra points or field goals. They don't have a kicker. That's why it's always an onside kick on the kickoff. Zizzer offense, first and 10 at their own 46-yard line. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. Jackson Taylor. Taylor bringing it up across the 50 at the 49. Going to bring up second down now. Second and 5 for the Zizzer offense. And the clock is running. Zizzers will have to snap the football here before the end of the third quarter. So looking at a second and 5 from the Monette 49-yard line is the Zizzer offense. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. Two receivers right. Taylor this time cuts up. He's down around the 45. Going to bring up a third down and 1, and that'll be the end of the third quarter, 36-20. Zizzers with the lead over the Monette Cubs, and we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
We're playing with the football, third and 1 from the Monette 45, and Jackson Taylor takes it all the way down to the 41-yard line for another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. And the Zizzers here in the fourth quarter, they want to run as much clock as possible, but they also want to score. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. It's first and 10 from the Monette 41-yard line. Jackson, no, it's Miller, and he's got Jacob Moore again, and Moore is inside the 30. And going to be down about the 27-28. That's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzer offense. They're going to mark him at the 27 of Monette. And the clock runs with 11 and a half and counting to go in the ball game. First and 10 for the Zizzer offense. Zizzers lead it by 16, trying to play for a district title next week right here at Zizzer Stadium if they can pull out the win. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield, receiver on each side for the Zizzers. Miller going to give it to Taylor. Jackson Taylor kicks it out on the left side. Taylor's still going. Now he goes down inside the 20, about the 19, I believe. And so he picked up 8, and now the Zizzers are in that Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer red zone. Actually, it's like the 18-yard line. Second and 1 for the Zizzer offense. And, folks, I kind of believe Jackson Taylor that time went down to keep the clock running. So here we go, second and 1. For the Zizzer offense from the Monette 18-yard line. Taylor, first down and more inside the 15, close to around the 10, down to the 11. Another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzer offense. So they're going to mark it at the 12-yard line of Monette. So it's going to be first and 10. And the clock is running under 10 minutes to go in the ball game and running. Still going. The Zizzers just trying to run as much clock as possible. But they want to score. Now they break the huddle. Miller, shotgun, Taylor in the back. Receiver on each side. Looking at Taylor, once again, Taylor gets away inside the 10 to the, well, they're going to say the 10, even though he got to the 9, they'll say the 10. Second down now, second and 8 for the Zizzers as we come up on 9-10 and counting to go in the ball game. Zizzers can get a first down without scoring a touchdown. So here we go, second and 8 for the Zizzer offense from the Monette 10-yard line. Now Taylor goes to the left. Miller with the shotgun. He's looking. He'll throw it quickly. He's got Taylor. That's Taylor at the 6. Going to bring up a third down. Well, actually, they're going to put it at the 7. So now third and 5. For the Zizzers at the Monette 7-yard line. 8:28 and counting to go in a ball game. You have to believe the Zizzers are in 4-down territory here. 3rd and 5. So now Miller in the shotgun. He's looking. Now he rolls out to the left. He's looking. Now he's still looking. Now he's going to throw it, and it's incomplete, out of bounds. And it'll bring up 4th down and 5. And the question is, will the Zizzers go for it here, or do you bring Reed Cobb in for a field goal? And Reed Cobb is coming into the ball game, folks. His longest is a 37-yard field goal. So Reed Cobb is coming in. They're going to spot this at the 9. It'll be a 29-yard field goal attempt from Reed Cobb here. 7:58 to go in the ball game. Can Cobb hit it here? It is up, and it is no good. Off to the right. So Cobb misses the field goal. 7:54 to go in the ball game, and now Monette has some daylight. And Monette will have it at the 7-yard line. Or no, they'll mark it at the 20 on the missed field goal attempt. So the Zizzer defense is going to have to get a stop here because there's still too much time. Zizzers really needed to score that time. Hope that didn't hurt them. Wyshek in the shotgun, five receivers. He's going to throw it. He's got a receiver for a first down over there, and he'll stay in bounds. So that's all the way out to the 31-yard line, first and 10. Monette at their own 31. Wyshek, he will snap it again while they're waiting. Now he's got the football, throws it again, incomplete over to left side. Now we got a flag down. So what is the pass interference on the Zizzers? I'm telling you, folks, Zizzers going to end up playing 11-on-16 here in the fourth quarter. We had to do it last week, two weeks ago at Carl Junction. So now Monette will have it first and 10 at their own 46. And the pass is complete. And across the 50 to the Zizzer 46. And it's going to bring up a second down. And clock is running with 7:27 and counting to go here in the ball game. And now the official is stopping the clock for some reason. We got flags down for some reason. I guarantee you this will go against West Plains. That's been the way it's been all season long for the Zizzers in the fourth quarter. Nothing from the official yet. West Plains is backing up. Unsportsmanlike on the Zizzers. What'd I tell you? 15-yarder. And it's another first down for Monette. And all the way down to the Zizzer 31-yard line. So like I said, 11-on-16 here in the fourth quarter. Zizzer's trying to hang on and win 11-on-16. I tell you what. 7:26 to go in the ball game. Zizzer's up by 16. How many more penalties will they charge the Zizzers with so Monette can get down here and score? There's